This week we're supposed to read the passage in John, and that talks about when Jesus had taught them something, and the disciples were getting discouraged, and some of them weren't following him anymore, and Peter said, "Lord, to whom shall we go?" Well, Jesus said, "Aren't you gonna go with them too and quit following?" And Peter said, "Lord, to whom shall we go?" And we're supposed to think of something how we can or what we would do in a situation like that. And what I thought is that whenever we come to trials or things, we have to make a decision. Always or most of the time, there's we can see what the Lord wants and what the right thing to do is.
I was thinking about how when he said that, made me think there's nothing else to quit to, because Jesus is the only way, so we don't get to quit. I thought about how when he asked them that, they realized there wasn't anything else. Everything else was empty. He had the words to life, to the only thing that had any meaning for them.
I would hope that if I'd be faced with that situation, that Jesus would turn and ask me if I would leave. I think I would be tended to act like Peter did when he said that he would fight and die for the Lord. And that's where I'd hope I'd be anyway.
"It is the Spirit that gives life, but the flesh profits nothing. These words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life."
When I think about that, to whom would you go? There's nothing better. It's just that Jesus is the truth and the life and the way, and that's just the way. And if you go from that, if you depart from that, you're with Satan on the other side.
Yeah.
If I thought about how if the disciples would have, I mean, when they said, "To whom would you go?" To whom would we go? They were thinking, you know, if they would leave, there wouldn't be much to fight for anymore. I mean, that'd just take everything out of it. They'd have to go back to the old Jewish practices and everything. And yeah, they had learned from Jesus the way of life, and now they couldn't go back.
If they would have, if he said, "To whom shall we go?" And if David talked about, if you desert your side, you desert to the foe.
I was just thinking about how either that goes to show us really good how either you're close to Jesus and following him or you're not, and everything else is just lost. Jesus is our hope, and like he asked them, they said, "To whom would we go?" There was nothing that they knew that had value other than Jesus.
I thought about, "To whom shall you go?" And the disciples on their face that decision, they knew that going back, there was nothing to go back to. I mean, they knew where it was at, and they knew there was nothing left in the world that could do anything for them when they was with Jesus, so they just stayed with Jesus.
After Peter had asked, "To whom shall we go?" Jesus said, "Have I not chosen you, the 12, and yet one of you is a devil?" And he was talking about Judas, who was going to betray him. And he always knew, all along that Judas was going to betray him. But it's amazing he was still willing to give Judas a good chance and have him as one of his disciples.
I was thinking what Maury had. There's always a choice in every decision you make. God's way or your way.
I just have a testimony, and it is I want to hear "well done" at the end of my life, and that to me that means doing, and not just saying. And it's more and more putting Jesus' words into practice, because they are life, and I don't know anything else. that would give life to me or anybody. And in fact, when I think about it, it overwhelms me to see how all things good flow from God. And we, if we try to obtain something good outside of that, we're deluding ourselves, because it all comes from Him. I mean, if you look at creation, and it's all one creation. It's created by God. And we look at ourselves and our nature and how it's corrupt. And we know that there's only one way. There's only one way to be healed. And so I guess I'm kind of like Peter. I don't know what else there is to go to. Every time I turn, it's just like, wow, there's nothing out there. Absolutely nothing. So that's my testimony.